I'm going to make this as quick and thorough yet interesting as possible. So, this was an event I had encountered just over 3 weeks ago. And this is, I guess, a test of the wills or whatever you want to call it. How far are you willing to go to compromise and or overcome something? So I was born with a combination of blindness and deafness, and these things have actually done some pretty interesting plaguing and playing around. Just a couple of weeks ago, prior to attending a concert in Michigan just to go see Kem, favorite musician, I had woken up one morning and I lost all of my hearing. All of it, nothing left. Nothing but the tinnitus. All you heard throughout every moment of the day was constant ringing in low and high pitches and all of what you did. And so, naturally, I went to my doctor, and you know what they said? Sorry, Cassandra, there's nothing we can do except put a filter in your hearing aid so that it can cut off the tinnitus. I left out of there quite pissed. Am I allowed to use that word? I don't want to offend anybody and get banned from here. I was pretty pissed because I went over there with high anticipation that they were going to do something. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to go listen to some R&B. So nothing they can do. So I left out of there, and everybody who kept calling my phone, I couldn't hear them. So I put forward and called to my Sorenson VP, which is a phone designed for the deaf and hard of hearing. And I'm a sign language user too, just as clear as my speeches that you're hearing right now. So, as the days went on, everything I had to do was extremely slow. I had to use Sorenson and sign language to communicate with my clients that I teach with Vibrant. And I had to text people or email. I had to either use Zoom because I have residual vision, or use VoiceOver and my Braille display, which I always do use. And so it was slower. It was very isolating, and I felt really sad. The sadness began to loom over me like an eclipse was taking over. And I said, I'm not letting this win, and I'm definitely not going to cancel that concert ticket because, no. First of all, there's something called listening to the vibrations in the floor. And secondly, our brain is incredible. Our brains are absolutely incredible. We have this thing called sound memory. You know what the song sounded like before this happened to you. So anytime you feel the vibration patterns of the song, sing to it. The day of the concert was when the tinnitus and my hearing began to come back, enough to where I can understand speech again. I was not completely sucked away in silence and that constant ringing tinnitus, a nuisance. I was able to hear the marvelous music that I had waited months for. Speech and everything wasn't exactly as clear as I remember it with the hearing aid, but it was better than what it was days ago, which was absolutely nothing, and signing in frustration. I know sign language is a beautiful language, but when you have a vision loss as well, it can really throw you off. So I've been preparing for this for years, but I wasn't ready to wake up like that. So the lesson I took from this is all of the skills and the training centers that I've attended to be good at being blind and good at being deaf and hard of hearing, it all paid off. It wasn't a waste of time. Not at all. When I couldn't hear, I used sign language. And with the visual compromising, I used Braille or large print or VoiceOver. So nothing that I went through was a waste of time after all. So before you start to feel bad about something, just remind yourself that everything you're going through is not a waste of time. It's going to come back and pay off eventually. So, yeah. I hope this was interesting enough.